I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, can Haiti's new leaders dismantle the gang network in Port-au-Prince? Stick around to find out. Then later, teaching adults how to read leads to positive change in India. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But in our first story, new leaders take the helm in Haiti, marking an important transition step in retaking the Caribbean nation from gang control. Haiti's Transitionary Council appointed a new cabinet last week to replace the one dissolved a few months ago after the prime minister's resignation. For Haiti with Love's Mackinson St. Fleur says, the new cabinet's formation does little to change hardship on the ground.
The ministries in Haiti doesn't do nothing yet for the security situation in Haiti. Everything is still bad. Nothing is okay yet.
Gangs control at least 80% of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. More than 2,500 people have been killed or injured in gang violence so far this year, including three missionaries murdered by gang members last month. Hope rests on the UN-backed deployment of a police force from Kenya, expected to arrive soon. In northern Cap Haitian, For Haiti with Love relies on local authorities to help it distribute food.
If we need security, we ask the government and we go each place to give food to the population.
Pray that Haitians will experience the love of Christ as they see it displayed by gospel workers, and pray they'll ask questions about the God who cares for them.
The gospel intersect with crisis in Haiti by inspiring and motivating Christians to respond with compassion, justice, and reconciliation.
Switching gears, tensions remain high along Lebanon's southern border. Hezbollah launched as many as 250 rockets into northern Israel last week during 2 days of its heaviest bombardment so far. Escalations like these lead many Lebanese to fear an imminent invasion by Israeli troops. However, Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says her focus remains on Iran.
Elections in Iran are now my top priority prayer, because this will change everything in the whole Middle East, not only in Lebanon.
Iran operates by proxy in several Middle Eastern countries. For example,
Hezbollah is the hand of Iran in Lebanon.
By arming and training groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, Iran carries out its strategic objectives from afar. Proxy positions frequently put the Islamic Republic within striking distance of its arch-nemesis, Israel. As the Lebanese border clashes demonstrate,
it's Hezbollah who is attacking Israel. It's not Israel attacking Hezbollah. It's the opposite.
Early presidential elections will be held in Iran on June 28th, following the death of President Ebrahim Raisi in a May helicopter crash. Stand with Nuna and others in prayer for the Lord's will to be done.
We're just asking that the person who becomes a president in Iran will have the heart of Cyrus, that they will be in the hands of the Lord and be in favor of peace with Israel.
And a special group of students in India are about to celebrate the completion of their first ever school year. Regan Miller with Mission India.
So in India, 1 in 4 adults is illiterate. If you've never had an education, there's so much you don't know, like your rights in society or why you should maintain a clean home, how to feed your kids nutritious food, when to take your kids to the doctor.
For these people, Mission India's adult literacy classes are the start of a new life.
When they get done, they'll have a fifth grade level education in reading, writing, and math. They'll be able to count money. They'll be able to open a bank account. They'll be able to read the bus signs so that they can take transportation around town.
Not only does daily life change, but also many students accept Christ.
And as students start to see that everything they're learning is a gift from God, they also are learning scripture in the process. And they come to put it together that Jesus is who is blessing them.
Connect with us at missionnews.org for more impact stories of these students. And please pray.
We would love prayers over these students as they finish out their year, just that they would be persevering to the finish line and just be excited about what they're learning and eager to pass it on, especially when it comes to the things they're learning about Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.